So I have one more song for you. Pardon? Oh, thank you. Wait, what just happened? You went absolutely, and a bunch of people went, no. Despite all my witchy ways, I am still not in control of the Ed Sullivan Theater. So I'm just stoked that I was able to, you know, play in here. It's super awesome, right? It's still my favorite show on television, hands down, is the Letterman Show, specifically because it's just absurd, number one, and also it's potentially frightening if you're stoned to watch it in good and bad ways, and because Moonlighting has been off the air so long. They lost the number one position. Yeah. And they ruined that by the fourth season anyway. Are you joking me? Like, the whole Maddie gets pregnant thing was just bizarre. Like, I think so many, do you remember the TV guides? And people were angry. They were like, what is this? This is stupid. But that's when they also started to integrate that guy Booger from Better Off Dead. In fact, there were episodes where like you would not get Addison and Maddie at all. It was like Booger and Addison. And like you're like, what's going on? And then there was rumors of like, they're fighting on set. It's like, really? It's like, get it together. Are you joking me? Unbelievable. What kind of crap is that? It's still, I'm like literally upset right now. Oh, I have to bring this up too. They changed the theme song. Okay, do you know what I mean? First of all, you can't get that version of Under the Stars, Out of the Moonlight. You know what I mean? You can't get it. It's Al Jarreau. That's a deep cut. They only will do like a, you can only get a, you can go, check on iTunes. You actually have to go to a CD store to get it. And here's the thing. So I actually like went up on eBay and like spent all this money to get the vinyl, like Moonlighting the album. Do you know what I mean? And like, and it's the same wrong version. It was like, what happened? You could tell too, because the real version from the TV show before they did the edit with like a really like insanely bizarre keyboard player, it's like Chick Corea came in and went, watch this, to it, and you're like, no, don't, no, it's fine. You don't need to add anything else to this. The sandwich is fine, you know what I mean? No more. But anyway, the original version is like maybe like the best harmonica player ever in the history of time, who must have some special harmonica with all the notes. You remember this harmonica player, right? Because he appears on every 80s movie there ever was, inappropriately, with a lot of reverb. No? I knew I shouldn't talk to you. We're breaking up. Forget it. Okay. Anyway. So this song goes out to Booger. Wherever you are.